A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It is great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, and as we round out the show today, I want to go back to a conversation we started earlier in the program with our friend Brooke Walker from KSL TV and, of course, Studio 5, 11 o'clock every day. Weekday there on KSL TV, and she is doing this great movement, not a moment, not an episode, not a segment of the show, something she's really pushing forward, and that is Your Beautiful Neighborhood. And it's so interesting to me as we look at neighborhood and community, we always talk about it in the context of what we've lost, what we used to have in terms of neighborhood and community. And we often talk on this show about how important it is. It's where everything happens and why those local elections are so incredibly important. But sadly, we've become so disconnected, even in our own neighborhoods. And Brooke Walker is attempting to do something to bring back some of that connectedness. That connective tissue is so important. And she's doing a series this week, rolling through Your Beautiful Neighborhood and giving some specific challenges for us. And I want to go back to the challenges because that's always where we end this show, is with some very specific things that we can do, some action that we can take to actually make a difference and move everything forward. And as it relates to our community and neighborhood, I love the things that Brooke Walker has come up with. And so I want to hit those. So the first challenge, and we're throwing these down as triple dog dare challenges on this show because that's what we do. So the first triple dog dare is to get to know a neighbor you don't know, and to just go spend a couple minutes and get to know them. And if you live in a neighborhood where you do know everybody, there's got to be someone that you know a little less well, and just go engage. It's a great opportunity to reach out and connect there in a unique way. The second challenge that I love as they go through the week this week on Studio 5 is silent service. And this is something I think we do extraordinarily well in the state of Utah. But just go out and do something in secret. Just go do a little secret service for somebody in your neighborhood. And the benefits of that will be great for whoever you serve, and they'll be even greater for you. Your day will be better, your week will be better, your month will be better, and you'll have made a difference for somebody in the process. And this is the thing that I love to describe as being in the fingerprint business. I love people in the fingerprint business. They're always out there making a difference, touching people's lives, encouraging, getting people to different places. And they do it without any fanfare. There's no focus on them. And it always comes back around. They just have these really light fingerprints. And I love the people in the fingerprint business in my neighborhood. And we have many in my neighborhood. And they know who they are. And they know that I know who they are. Because they leave their fingerprints all over the place. And if you're not looking, you don't see them. But if you get it, you get it. And you'll see they make such a difference without, again, without any fanfare, without calling attention. They're just out there making a difference. And leaving fingerprints on people's lives is actually the most lasting thing you will ever do. And you may not even know about it. But it may be 20 or 30 years later, and that little fingerprint you left on somebody's heart or in somebody's life is going to come full circle. And that is the magic of community and neighborhood. She also challenged us to do a mindful walk of your neighborhood. And this is a something I learned when I was really young. I shared in our previous segment with Brooke Walker. We talked about just walking the neighborhood, but doing it in a mindful way. And I actually learned this from my dad. When my brother and I were young, I think we were 10 and 11, it was one of those moments where something needed to be delivered to every mailbox in the neighborhood. And it had an announcement for a church activity. And it was too late to call anyone else. So my dad, of course, just grabbed my brother and I and said, we're going to drive around the ward and we're going to put all these flyers in these mailboxes. And we proceeded to do that, and everyone in our neighborhood had their own mailbox, and I think we probably hit three out of the first four as we were driving around. And I don't know if my dad's driving got better or if we got better hanging out the window, but we started doing this, and this became a quarterly activity for us. We do it every few months. We went back out, delivered this next set of flyers, and it became an educational piece for my brother and I, as my dad would take us on a very mindful walk around our neighborhood. And he would tell us about the families that lived in our neighborhood and their strengths and their unique abilities, their professions and talents. He'd also share with us those that were struggling with big health concerns or a family crisis or some other difficulty that was going on. And it became the most instructive things that I think I've ever done with my dad and my brother as we learned to see our neighbors in a very different way. From a biblical standpoint, we often refer to it as our road to Emmaus, where we just went with my dad and we were just taught in a very different way. And so I love that challenge from Brooke Walker in Studio 5 to take a mindful walk of your neighborhood and just pause. Look at the houses. Think about the people who live in them. Think about the difference they make in your community and neighborhood. Think about the challenges that they may be facing. That'll change your world and your perspective in a heartbeat, and it will leave a really lasting impression there. And then the final challenge, which I also love from Brooke Walker, is to brag on your neighborhood, on your social media page. This is probably the best use of social media that we've had in a very long time, is just go on your social media page, whatever, which one you want to choose, and just do a very humble brag about how awesome your neighborhood is. We need a little bit more of that neighborhood and community pride. A lot of times President Biden gets razzed by the media and even members of his own party, and definitely from the Republican Party, as he talks about his growing up in Scranton. And a lot of people make jokes and say, oh, here goes the president talking about Scranton again. But I have to tell you, I may disagree with the president on some policy issues, I actually love it when he talks about Scranton and talks about his dad and what he learned and talked about what they talked about around their kitchen table or talking about one of his friends growing up in the situations that their family faced. I think that's a healthy thing. I think it's a good thing. I hope President Biden doesn't stop. I always learn something. I always learn something unique and different. You can get past all the politics and the campaigning side of all of that and just listen to it in the context of, what would I brag on my neighborhood about or my community, places that I've lived, people that I've lived next to, and people that I would call my neighbor? And that really leads us to an interesting part of our discussion as Brooke Walker and I were going through this conversation, looking at your beautiful neighborhood. And again, you can check that out on KSL TV all week on Studio 5 at 11. You can check that all out. But the thing we kept coming back to, of course, was the ultimate in neighborhood, which was Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. And all the lessons that all of us learned from Mr. Rogers in terms of who are the people in your neighborhood and how do you know them and what do they do and what is the difference that they make? What is it that makes them unique? And why is that a blessing and a benefit to all of us? And I think one of the most important things that Mr. Rogers taught all of us to do was to look. He taught us to look for the helpers when we were scared or nervous or in the middle of a challenging or difficult situation. He taught us to look up and to look people in the eye. And how often have we lost that in our society? We're so focused on our phones these days that most of us spend most of our day looking down rather than looking around or looking up. And I think that has a big impact. And so of all the things that we talk about on this show every day, we covered the full gamut today, from a potential indictment of a former president to a battle for separation of powers in Israel, meeting between China and Russia, and a host of other challenges around the world. It really all comes back to neighborhood and community. Make your part known today. All right, that wraps it up for Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio today. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.